Rams and Cardinals. So Kyler, he said last week, it's not my job to get the ball to Marvin Harrison. He got him the ball in this game. He had two touchdown passes to Harrison before the first quarter was over. It just looked like I don't mean to say this as a joke because I know he's into video games, but it looked like he was playing a video game today. Seemed like it was so easy. The Rams have had his number since he came into the league. McVay had only lost to Arizona once. He was, I think, 13-1 against the Cardinals. Yeah. And this was a blowout. Now, we know that Murray threw himself a little party when Aaron Donald retired because Aaron Donald did to Kyler Murray what he did to every player, which is just wreak havoc. But you were in Arizona, Pat. Mm-hmm. It's just like it's in there with him. Can he do it more often? He's now got, I think Harrison is an elite receiver.
Yeah.
How do we get repeat performances like this? Because that Kyler Murray, that's why he was the number one pick. And I think now they have enough weapons around him. And the coach is a very good defensive coach. They mm-hmm. can win a lot of games.
Yeah.
If he's not going to play like that every week, but if he plays close to that, Pat, they're going to be a problem for teams this year.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it that Kyler Murray can do that on a consistent basis. I was his teammate for 3 years, and I had actually 2 years, and I had an opportunity to watch it up close in person. You know, he's super athletic, you know, has tons of gifts. You know, it's just his arm. His accuracy, as little as he is, his accuracy is unbelievable. You know, not even able to be able to see over the offensive line half of the time. He's able to drop some dimes in there on a consistent basis. It's just going to come down to him just holding himself accountable week in and week out, man, because he have everything that he needs to win right now. Now it's just going to come down to him being accountable, holding everybody else in the locker room accountable, and leading by an example. And that's in my honest opinion, that's what it's going to come down with Kyler Murray, and also staying healthy, because there's nothing that he can't do on the football field. It's just the other little things that he needs to clean up that's going to help him continue to be the player that he desired to be.
How much do you think coaches and other veteran players have to take, not accountability, but how much of it is on them to try to coax that out of Kyler? Like, is it only like Kyler, or is it like, if you're a coach, can you motivate the guy in a certain way or communicate with him in a way to try to get this version of him more often?
Oh, yeah. There's definitely a way that you can communicate with the player, but it's on the player to take the information or take whatever that person or that coach is trying to get across to him. You know, so it's on the player as well. I'm sure, you know, coaches have put, you know, their input in, or, you know, giving them advice or whatnot, or whatever the case may be. It's on the player to be able to receive and take that advice and apply it.
Steelers and Broncos, Justin Fields made some electric plays in the first half. And then the second half, you might as well bury 100 feet underground and never ask people to go watch that part of the game again. It was just that horrendous. It was so bad. 13-6 was the final score. It was another one of these Mike Tomlin rock fights that he loves. So the Steelers are 2-0 for the seventh time under Tomlin. Here's what I want to know, Pat, and you know this team even better than I do because you played on it last year. Are they a good team? Because I asked people this question after the game, and most fans are split on it. Their record says they're good, but they've only scored one touchdown in two games. Do they look like a good team to you right now?
They look like an average team right now. And that's to say, just because what the offense is doing, you know, you have to be able to give me more. And I know that they're scoring more than the opposing team. That's all fine and dandy. But at the same time, you don't want your defense on the field as much as the defense has been on the field. You know, we know the defense is the cornerstone of the organization. But at the same time, you guys are preparing just as hard as we're preparing as well. So we would like to see a little bit more, you know, from the offense side of the ball to help us be able to take a break a little bit, to be able to, you know, catch our wind when we come over to the sideline. So I believe right now they are an average team, but they have the potential to be a really, really good team if they're able to get a little bit more out of the offense, because some of the flashes that we saw today out of George, Darrell Washington getting the back shoulder fade touchdown today, Najee running the ball downhill as aggressive as he has been. Pat continued to be successful, a third down killer, consistently over the first 2 weeks of the season. You know, so they have the potential to be a really good team, but as of right now, on how the offense is performing, I would have to give them an average grade right now.
Yeah, it's harder for me because I thought they played better offensively than the 18 points suggested. Today, I honestly think they realized we could play for, instead of a 60-minute game, we could play a 10-hour game. They played not to lose in the second half. They had one offensive first down in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I just think that was the game almost dictated that, or they could get away with that. So, yeah, I would say, well, here's why it's so hard for me to say that they're not good. Their defense is probably the best in football.
That's what I'm saying. So
I think the defense is going to be great unless there's major injuries. Mm-hmm. And I think the offense is going to get better. So I do think they're a good team. We'll find out. We'll have more answers next week because the Chargers come to town. That'll be a fun game.
That will be a fun game. I have a question for you, because since I'm not in the locker room anymore or in these team meetings, what are the new onside rules? Because I was curious on why Denver did not kick.
I know. I think you want my honest answer. I think Sean Payton forgot that you could still onside kick.
I was a little
kick the ball off there. For people that didn't see it, there was less than 2 minutes left. Denver did not have, I think they had one timeout left. They kicked deep instead of trying to recover an onside kick down 6 points or down seven points. It made no sense.
Yeah. I was curious. But the announcer did say that you have to declare that you're going to kick an onside kick. But I think they changed the setup on the onside kick as well, because he was saying now with the new onside kick, setup or whatever, it reduces the chance of you getting the onside even lower from the original way from setting up for the onside kick.
The whole kickoff thing is just absolutely
weird. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on with that.
Jaguars and Browns. Trevor Lawrence after the game said, "We suck right now." My personal opinion, I think he should have changed "we" to "I."
Yeah.
And I get it. The team, it's a team game. But you just got one of the biggest contracts in football. We don't expect the same from Trevor Lawrence as we do Christian Kirk or Travis Etienne or one of their linebackers. We just don't. Like, he was a number one overall pick. He came into the league with Andrew Luck-sized expectations, and he hasn't really, other than that playoff comeback win against the Chargers, he hasn't come close to delivering on those. So at some point, I think he's got to be more outspoken about his own shortcomings, Pat. What do you think?
I agree. And Media 101 and Bruce Arians was always great at this. Whenever you're talking in the media, you talk about I. You don't talk about nobody else. You talk about I. And like you said, Pony, I would have liked to hear him say "I sucked" as well versus him saying "we," because as a team, they played solid. It wasn't like they played like sloppy football. I mean, obviously they have to learn how to finish a little bit better and executing the plays down the stretch, but they didn't play like an awful game. They dug themselves in the deep hole early, but they found a way to try to fight themselves out of that hole. But I would have loved to hear him say "I" versus "we," because the team overall, I felt, did not play an overall bad game. It's just some execution and finishing things that needs to be cleaned up to help them to help them start winning these games in the fourth quarter.
Watson actually had a couple of moments where he looked like the Houston Deshaun Watson, but he did on a third down near the end of the game throw the ball away. It almost got intercepted, and the incomplete pass stopped the clock. If he takes a sack there, with Jacksonville having no timeouts, they would have probably never even gotten the ball back. So I don't know why he's throwing in that situation. And that's a bad play call, but then you got to execute it better and know that if the clock stops, it's an even worse play. Mm-hmm. Giants, Commanders, Chargers, Panthers. Any thoughts on these two terrible games? I have a quick one on the Giants, Commanders. The kicker that Washington signed kicked 7 field goals to win that game. They scored 21. It wasn't 3 touchdowns. It was 7 kicks. And it was made even worse because the Giants kicker got injured on the very first play of the game. They did not have a kicker. The punter missed an extra point. Then they went for it on 2 touchdowns for 2, missed both, Pat. Mm-hmm. And then tied at 18 late in the game. They were driving. They were inside the 25. Instead of kicking, you can't because they don't trust their punter evidently to make a kick or anybody else on the roster. They go for it, and Malik Nabers dropped the first down. Mm. I mean, if they have a kicker, the Giants win this game today.
Yeah. Yep.
And so they deserve their first loss to Minnesota. They got bludgeoned. Today, stroke of awful, awful luck where your kicker goes down on the very first play of the game, and that's the biggest reason why they're 0-2 right now.